The post can bring down, what would be the din for persons going to rent a hotel room just for the night of Erev Pesach, and then you're leaving before Pesach? So it's interesting, because now you're in a location on Yud Dalet, right? But you're not going to be there over Pesach. So Chacham Vad Yosef discusses and says that you should make a bedika without a bracha, because maybe it's a suffix you'd have to make. You might not. Maybe the whole nechiv is for the place that you're going to be at. But obviously, you have to remove all the chametz from the room, or any previous stuff that was left in the tenants, stuff like that. But you do the regular bedika. You put out the 10 pieces. You check the area. If there's many people who are sharing the room, then they're all chayiv, and then they can just appoint one person to be shliach to make the bedika for them. But it's a real din in a hotel room. The post also discuss what would you din by a hospital bed. So they are ready. That's interesting. You have to check the area that's around you, but by a room, you're actually renting that space, right?
The hospital, they
can move
you. They're charging you for the room, right?
Right, you're paying for the services. You're not paying for the. I'm not renting hospital room 207, whatever it is. I'm in that location, but they can come in and out whenever they want to. They do come in whenever they want to. Right? The hospital, they do the blood work at all hours in the morning. And also, they can move you. So therefore, there you probably would not make a bedika. You'd have to still check and to find out if it was clean for chametz. Okay, so let's move on to the. I think that wraps up the hotel. We'll go to the. Oh, also, I'll just point out Chol HaMoed. If a person would come to a hotel on Chol HaMoed, they'd have to find out if the room was checked. It was beforehand. You'd have to do that. And also, if the owner of the hotel knows that non-frum people are going to come, they're not going to do a bedika, then the owner of the hotel has to do a bedika on those rooms, because he's the owner. If he sold all the chametz, then the person would still do a bedika, would not make a bracha.
It's a Jewish hotel.
Jewish hotel, yeah. But he would still do a bedika with the person who's renting, who's staying in the hotel, even though it was sold already, would still do a bedika without a bracha in that case. Okay, let's pick it up. That was Yud Tes. Let's pick it up with Chaf now. Yotzubal habayis mi beiso. The owner of the house has left. V'lo hodil ifnei beiso im bodak. But he forgot to tell. He didn't inform them whether or not he did the bedikas. This is a whole Gemara. These are fascinating sugyas in the first parak of Pesachim. So, what's the chazaka? Mistaber shemsoimchim shevadei bodak bizmano. We can assume that he did the bedika in the right time. Kevan, I'm sorry, bizmano kedin, ve'ein mutal aleihem levarer hadover. They don't have to go and search. They can rely upon the fact that he did the bedika. And Lamed Beis, he brings this down. Shulchan Aruch, Sim Tov Lamed Zayin, Sif Beis. Mevur, de socher bayis le'yudalid, ve'ein yodea imhu bodok. Right, you rented a house now, and you're not sure whether it was checked. Imhu be'ir sholo im bodko. So very good, you'll ask him. Now, Be'ir means the times of the Gemara, but nowadays he doesn't have to be Be'ir, he could be halfway around the world. You'll give him a WhatsApp. Did you clean the for garments? I am Pnei Yeshua, the Pesachim, Dalad Aleph, the Pirish Hasugya, the Lav Davka Soichir Maskir. It doesn't mean only the person who's renting or leasing his. Leasing an apartment. Elahu adim b'chol bal habayis. Kapi b'nei beiso. Ayin sham. I mean, the Pnei Yeshua is not just this case of the one who's renting the apartment. It means anybody who's in the house, and the person's not there to ask. Ula mitzad ha-svora nir dahayne davka the mazkir. Really, we could say maybe there's only limited to the case of the mazkir, the one who's renting. The kevan sheodeya she'osid l'haskiro la'achirim, since he knows he's going to rent it out. Yesh l'chush k'tzas t'shem lo bodok l'chein be'isa l'bal habayis be'ir al ha-soicher levar. So therefore, if the guy is there, it makes sense because he knows it's meant to be rented out. Right, lechein. I'm going to skip the line. Yeah, val, but bal habayis v'stam shiyotim beiso ein lechush klal. Right, you wouldn't have to even be concerned about someone who's going to his own house. Kiim lo hayabodek hayamaz here is bnei beiso levdok. Because if he didn't check, he would tell them. Believe me, you tell the people you better check. I don't have time to, but you have to check it for chametz. Shehar beemes gam b'mazkir hayalana lismoich al kashruso devade bodak kedin. Right, we can rely upon his cheskas kashrus that he's going to do a bedika correctly. El the cave and the cheskas chazaka zu bol the hafkia mecheskas enu bodak cheshinan, right? So this is a fascinating lumdus, but the house has a status of being einu badak. So that's its chazaka. And then the gavra that we assume he has a chazaka, he's going to do it. So when they have a clash between the chazakas, how does it play out? V'cheinir d'haydi davke b'maskir, ma'she'en kim v'al habayis, stama talina d'vaday bodak kedin. So we would assume for the owner, we would have said certainly, the conclusion he wants to say is that we would certainly assume that he did check it, and you wouldn't have to ask. You could assume that it was done correctly. And that's the whole din of ne'emanus. You know, what assumptions
in a,
are
in a house?
In a house, yeah. Not in a case where it's going to be rented, but in a house where the person leaves before, and we could assume that it was done correctly. That's what he says. Just go back. He says, "Yotz b'al habayis mibeso v'lohadi l'vnei beso imbodak mistaber shesomchim shivade bodak b'zmano kedin." You can assume that it was done correctly at the right time. Ve'ein mot alehim levar hadav.
You have guests and you're putting them up at somebody who's going away.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. Well, going away might be different because going away, there's not going to be people in the house. So here, there's people in this house.
So, I mean, it's possible that they weren't voted, and then you have to say it's possible they weren't voted.
You have to check. Yeah, you'd have to check, certainly. Huh? You'd have to check. Yeah, you have time to go.
Unless you ask them, I guess, and then.
That's the point. You have to ask, right? In other words, when can I just rely upon it, right? And this is an area in all areas of ne'emanus, right? The whole sugi of aid echa ne'eman b'yisurim, right? In terms of the kashrus, right? So you ask somebody, you know, is this kosher? Yes. Okay, so does the person have ne'emanus or not, right? Where did you buy this meat at? Right? Where you ask them questions so that they can tell you. So also here, you can ask them, do you have ne'emanus to believe them when they say that the house was checked? It's a whole sugi of when does a woman have ne'emanus? When does a katan have ne'emanus? But here we assume that you can find out, but on the other one, the chazak is that it was ein abodak. So how are you going to break that? Okay, so now that leads into the next one. I'm not sure we'll have time to do. I'll read it and then we'll. Chafalef socher bayis bechezkas bodak. You rented a house on the understanding that it was bodak. B'toch Pesach, Noidlosh Ein Abodach, and then Chalamoid, whoops, he tells you, you get a text. By the way, I forgot to check. Right? It became known to you, you forgot. He didn't check it. Sinira Shahare Ze Mekach Toos. That is a Mekach Toos, because the assumption was that you were renting the Pesach apartment you got in North Miami Beach. You assumed it was going to be checked for Chametz before you got there. But we'll have to talk about this. What's the status? It's a Mekach Toos. Who's responsible to pay for the cleaning now? Right. Okay. Fascinating sugyas, but higi is man for shachris.
It was clean, but it wasn't checked. I mean,